Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Cain. As I see it. Common sense. In a world of insanity.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now seeing that as the far left party's radical agenda is being more and more exposed, that more and more people are actually becoming red-pilled. And by that I mean more and more people are realizing this is not the answer. The agenda that is awaiting us if we reelect all of these liberal Democrats and radical liberal Democrats is not the agenda that mainstream America wants. And even the people who were so convinced by the media that Trump was an evil, horrible, terrible person and the world was about to crumble if he was elected president are starting to actually now take a little bit closer look and say, hold the phone. Things are not better now. And what we're hearing from the people that we helped to elect are things that we don't want, things that we do not support. And I think for the first time in a long time, the spell is wearing off. At least the spell is wearing off the people who are cognizant enough and not just strictly ideologues who would go along with whatever the Liberal Party said. And here's some proof. Yesterday, Tulsi Gabbard left the Democratic Party. Now, people will say, well, Tulsi Gabbard was never really a Democrat. She certainly wasn't a liberal. She was more of a mainstream, maybe independent. But let me tell you this. Tulsi Gabbard was exactly what the Democratic Party was 10, 12 years ago. Okay? Her ideals fell right in line with a good majority of what the Democratic Party believed in years gone by. And the fact that they have moved so far left that it actually pushed Tulsi Gabbard to the right is proof of exactly what I'm saying. Now, Tulsi Gabbard laid it on the line and said, this party does not believe in freedom. This party believes in weaponizing the FBI and the CIA and the Department of Justice to go after political opponents. This party believes in demonizing the opposition. This party believes in war. And I cannot be a part of this party any longer. Now, the Democrats were very quick to say, oh, who the hell cares? Tulsi Gabbard was never one of us anyway. Well, that's not true. Man, when she was running for president, there were so many people singing her praises. Oh, she's going to be the future of the Democratic Party. She's going to be a wonderful addition. Bright, young, new, fresh talent. Here's what they didn't count on. They did not count on the fact that Tulsi Gabbard, much like Donald Trump and the Republicans, she wasn't going to cater to everything they wanted and everything they said. She had a strong enough will to say, this is the way I feel and this is what I think, much like Donald Trump did with his Republican Party, and neither party liked it because they don't want independent thought. They want groupthink. So now you'll hear she was never one of us. She was always a Republican. Well, she's never said she was going to join the Republican Party. She's never said that, and to my knowledge, she hasn't. She's endorsed a Republican candidate, but she hasn't said she's joining the Republican Party, per se. And I still disagree with a good amount of her policy, but she's a what I would call a sane Democrat that you can sit down and say, well, we have a rational disagreement here that we can talk about. You can't talk to the other side of these liberal Democrats and these radicals. You can't talk to them because the moment you disagree, you are Hitler. The moment you disagree, you're a racist, a misogynist, a homophobe, a Nazi, whatever the word is that'll come out of their mouth, that's what it is that you are for simply saying, I disagree with that idea. Because they want diversity of everything except diversity of thought. There can be no diversity of thought in the modern Democratic Party. And Tulsi Gabbard realized that. So she left. And I think it sends a very strong signal to independent voters or marginal Democratic voters who were, you know, the moderate Democrats. It sends a very strong signal to them that if someone like Tulsi Gabbard is saying this party is insane, and literally that's what she said, then how in the world are you going to vote for them unless you're an ideologue who says, I don't care if we're marching to nuclear war, I'll stand behind them and gladly vote for them. You don't think those people exist? I've talked to people who said, if gas is $25 a gallon, I'll gladly pay it with a smile on my face because Trump's not president. What is the rational thought behind that? That's just being an ideologue. I'll gladly suffer as long as my side wins. I'll gladly pretend things are great as long as my side won. And I said on a recent a blog that I wrote, if the country were in this exact same shape that it is in right now under Donald Trump, I would be on this show saying he needs to step down. He's doing a horrible job. He's ruining the country. We need to stop him. Because the fact that I voted for him would not stop me from criticizing him, would not stop me from saying this is nonsense. The country's going downhill. However, if you're a liberal Democrat, you can't say that. You have to pretend, no, everything's wonderful. I think the economy's great. There is no recession. There is no problems. Joe Biden is a wonderful man. He's done wonderful things for this country. That's the talking point you have to say. We used to call it covering your ass. But what it is really right now is brainwashing. Nothing is great. The country is going downhill. And the reason is because of the policies of this party to which Joe Biden is at least a figurehead for. And it's time people call them out. It's time that people who have a rational thought process says this didn't work. This is not what we signed up for. Okay, we thought Donald Trump was mean. Okay, we thought he was braggadocious. Okay, we thought he was a bit of a bully. But we didn't sign up for this. We didn't sign up to drive the country straight into Armageddon. But they are. Now, further proof that more and more people are becoming red-pilled is that AOC recently held a little bit of a town hall meeting to which she was probably in an auditorium where I would say conservatively maybe 800 to 900 people, maybe even as much as 1,000 people could have maybe fit into. Maybe. There was 100 people, maybe. And out of those 100 people, two people were heckling her who said, I supported you. I had faith in you. I was so happy when you became our representative and you failed us. You will not denounce the war in Afghanistan, Ukraine. You are asking for more and more and more and more resources. You're pushing us into war. You're doing it on purpose. You're supporting a war. And you promised us you would never do that. You're a liar. She had no answers. She had no answers because people are now seeing them for who they are. I told everyone, the masks are finally going to come off, proverbially, not just in this COVID situation. The masks that they hide behind are going to come off, and the lies are going to be revealed. I told you that. And now we see them for who they truly are. I told you Joe Biden wanted this war. They do. And some Republicans do, too. But Joe Biden, most of all, wanted this war. No question. American people are seeing it now. There's nobody that wants nuclear war. And Joe Biden's on television saying, we've never been closer, and Putin is not kidding. Great. Fantastic. But people are starting to see it. You know, you couldn't have got much farther left than Bill Maher. And Bill Maher is now saying, well, the liberal, far left liberals are crazy. No one's going to support them because they're nuts. They're trying to tell you a man can have a baby. They're trying to tell you that certain words got to be banned. They're trying to tell you this, that, and the other thing. He's not supporting it anymore. As is, most late night hosts are going downhill quickly. Trevor Noah gone from his show because his ratings tanked. Nobody thought it was funny anymore. Jimmy Kimmel, all of those other guys, nobody's watching. You know who they're watching? Greg Gutfeld, who I would argue is fairly conservative. How come they're watching him? Because people are starting to realize this was all one big psyops operation. The White House was telling everybody what to do, from the news medias to the entertainment shows. You do your skits on Saturday Night Live, they all got to be anti-Trump, pro-Joe Biden. It will happen to Saturday Night Live. Boom, eight people gone, right? No longer funny. Nobody cares. Comedy is not comedy anymore. English comedian John Cleese, who was, I would argue, pretty far to the left at one time in his life, is saying you can't even have comedy anymore. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Every single thing you say is now insulting to someone. There's no point of even being a comedian. Correct. Absolutely correct. But now you're seeing it, huh? Now you're opening up your eyes because it's affecting you now. See, before you were so happy to say, oh, who cares about this and who cares about that? When it starts to affect you, that's when you care. And now it's starting to affect them. So they care all of a sudden, and they're saying, yeah, we can't have this. We can't have this nonsense. CNN, look at all the people who are gone from CNN. Why? Because they realized you have outlived your usefulness. We used you as propagandists. We used you to spew misinformation and lies. We used you to try to dissuade people from voting the other way. We used you to try to get people interested in what we say. And now that we got power, we don't really need you. Now we need money, and our ratings aren't cutting it, so you got to go. Brian Seltzer, you're gone. Don Lemon, your show is gone, and you're relegated to a morning show. Cuomo, you're gone. They're all gone. They were used. They were useful idiots being told what to say. I warned you that was happening. I told you ahead of time. These guys are not news anchors, or they're not journalists. They're given their talking points by the White House, just like Facebook was, who now admits, yeah, the FBI came to us and kind of indicated we shouldn't be posting anything about the Hunter Biden laptop because it's not real. Not true. It's Russian misinformation. And unless we wanted to open ourselves up for a world of trouble, we should make sure that anyone who says different is censored. Ah. Government controlling what you see and what you don't. Very interesting. So now people see it for themselves. The people who are on Facebook, who believed in Mark Zuckerberg. Oh, no, he's a freedom of speech guy. He's this cool, young, hip, radical guy who invented this wonderful thing, and he would never let the government push it around. Caved like a cardboard suitcase in a rainstorm and said, yes, master, yes, master, yes, master. And all of those people who said, well, in Zuckerberg we trust, so if he's taken down these people who say Hunter Biden's laptop is real, obviously, they know it's not. Obviously, they're protecting me from hearing this information. Yeah, no, they're protecting. They were blocking you from hearing the truth. They were blocking you from hearing the truth. Because they knew in their heart of hearts that if the American people understood the severity of what's on Hunter Biden's laptop, and I'm not talking about him smoking crack, talking about him with Russian hookers, I'm not talking about him naked in front of his underage niece. I'm not talking about any of that. That's bad enough, but that's his own personal hell. I'm talking about the implications that Joe Biden was compromised by foreign countries. And they had to say this was not true because if the American people caught wind of it, Joe Biden would not be elected, and that is not acceptable to them. Do you understand the lengths they went through to make sure that Donald Trump did not win this election? We now know, beyond any shadow of a doubt, that the FBI offered Christopher Steele a foreign $1 million if he could prove that anything in that dossier was true so they could stop Donald Trump. I want you to ask yourself something. Did they pay $1 million to somebody who could prove that there was any leakage on Hillary Clinton's laptop or that Hunter Biden's laptop was real? Did they ask for anyone to come forward and they pay him $1 million for that? The answer is no. Instead, they censored that. But they're willing to pay $1 million to a foreign actor if he can prove something's real. I'm waiting for the FBI to say, oh, can you prove Hunter Biden's laptop is real? Because then the guy in the shop that got the laptops, he'll be a millionaire, won't he? Because he can prove it. He has the signatures. He probably has security cam of Hunter Biden actually bringing it in. Oh, but they won't do that because they're not interested in that. They were interested in stopping Donald Trump because he was never supposed to be the president. They had a plan that started with Obama and was going to continue through Hillary Clinton. Their job was to make sure that plan happened, and they failed. This is why obsessive, we must get Donald Trump at any cost, mindset began. Because he took 4 years off their timeline and set things back probably another 4 years. And they couldn't have that. That means that this country was colluding to make sure certain candidates won a presidency. That's collusion. It's also a form of insurrection because it's basically saying it doesn't matter what the voters vote. We tried that the first time and never thought they'd vote for Trump, and God damn it, they did. So we can't have that this time. We got to do something about this. And you did. You withheld information to the point that the American people could not make an educated decision, all the while trying to vilify the other guy with information you knew was phony. So let's see, if you have phony information that you know beyond one shadow of a doubt is not real, and you're propagating it constantly on social media, on every single news organization that you can buy or threaten, all the while holding back real information that you know is derogatory toward a candidate, that's not fixing an election. That's not interfering or tampering with an election. I suggest it is. And now people are beginning to realize it. You know, all these people who were, I call them low information people, who just get their information off the internet, and they're liberals, and they're like, ah, ha, ha, Hunter Biden's laptop is phony. Stupid Rudy Giuliani fell for it. He's a drunk. He's an idiot. He's a moron. Ha, 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 ha. And all you people that fell for it, you're morons. Now who's the moron? Now you got to go on social media and say, oh, I guess it was real. Yeah, I know I made all those posts tonight, and I blocked people and said they were stupid, but apparently I'm the one that's stupid. Yeah, you're the one that's stupid because you believed someone without checking the facts first, just because it was your side. And people are getting a little bit tired of being stupid. People are getting a little bit tired of their more conservative friends coming up to them saying, hey, remember when you laughed at me when I said this? Who's right? I know. Well, they're getting tired of doing the old, yeah, I know. Because it makes them look dumb. So now they're not trusting CNN anymore. Now they're not trusting some of the social media outlets anymore. Do you know how many people lost friends in real life, friends on social media, and even their jobs because they said, listen, this vaccine does not prevent the transmission from one person to another person. I don't believe that. It was manufactured way too fast. It's going to have side effects, and it probably doesn't even stop you from getting COVID, let alone transmitting it from person to person. You're a science denier. Oh, my God, you're trying to kill people. If you don't get a vaccine, you're a walking bubonic plague. You're trying to kill us all. Fire him. Some people suggested we be thrown in jail, internment camps. Some people suggested that. I want you to remember that. And if you're one of those people, I hope you're proud. I hope you're proud that you suggested that the people who had the actual audacity and at least the intelligence to say, hold the fuck. Show me evidence before I put something in my body that this is safe. Show me evidence that it helps. Well, Pfizer was just in front of a European council, and they were asked directly, did you know that this vaccine that you developed did not in any way, shape, or form prevent transmission from person to person? And they said yes. Ah, but that's not what the politician said, though. The politician said, if you get this vaccine, you can come into the real world because you can't spread it. Isn't that what they told you? Well, now Pfizer's saying we knew from the very beginning that's not true. We told them that's not true, but they said it anyway. But I didn't see Pfizer busting their ass to get on television saying, hold the phone, folks, we never said that. They just went along with it. Now that it's quite obvious that it didn't do that, now they're out there saying, well, we knew it didn't do that. Well, this is a very nice time to tell us. And now all of those people who rushed to get that vaccine and said to their friends, oh, you can't come to my house. You can't come to my kid's birthday party. You can't come to our holiday celebration. You're evil. You're a science denier. You're the walking bubonic plague. You want to kill people. You're ignorant. Have to take a look at their friends in the eye now and say, I guess I was wrong. Yeah, you were. How many times do you have to fall for it? How many times do you have to do the old, I guess I was wrong, before you realize you're being fed, spoon-fed misinformation? And you're eating it up like candy. Instead of having a mind of your own. I remember the first time I said, you know, the FBI is very corrupt. Maybe not every agent that goes out there and does their job, but the hierarchy is very corrupt and politically motivated. Oh, I must be a terrible person. I hate this country. I'm shitting all over the FBI. Well, now what do you think you're FBI? They're going to bribe a guy $1 million to come up with phony evidence that the Donald Trump dossier had some truth to it. What do you think of them now, huh? And I'm going to go further than this. You know, a lot of people wonder, when Donald Trump was so close to maybe not winning the second term, why did they bother trying to impeach him? Why didn't they just wait and see if he lost the election? Especially if they were going to plan on some clandestine plot to maybe make sure he didn't. Why would they bother impeaching him? Well, I'm going to tell you why. Because if he were impeached, it would stop him from declassifying certain documents. It would prevent him from pardoning some people. And the truth of the matter was he was damn close to pardoning Eric Snowden and probably Julian Assange. Quite close from what I hear. He was also quite close to declassifying documents that wouldn't have made the FBI, the CIA, or a lot of our DOJ look very good. In other words, he was going to spill the beans, folks. Why do you think the FBI did this mad rush of, we'll pay $1 million to get some information if you can prove it's true? Why do you think they did that? Why do you think they care who wins? They're getting their paycheck no matter who wins. So why do you think they have a dog in the fight, huh? Why do you think the FBI has a dog in the fight? I want an answer to that question, leftists. Why does the FBI have a dog in a fight when they're supposed to be apolitical? There's only one reason to have a dog in the fight, because your ass is in a sling if he wins. Because you're going to be revealed for exactly what you are. And you knew it, and I told you that from the very beginning. I said there's no way anyone has such intense hatred for a man who hasn't really done anything. Okay, he mean-tweeted. Okay, he was a little braggadocious. He insulted a few people. You don't go through this. You don't go through all of this to try to stop a man just because he's a little bit mean. You had a dog in the fight, your own ass. Because you knew if he won, he was going to do some things that was going to make you either A, go to prison, or B, at least look horribly bad. And all of a sudden it was all hands on deck, this man must not win. And now the American people are beginning to see that. They're beginning to wake up and say, yeah, something's not right. The FBI shouldn't be offering $1 million to a foreign actor. Oh, why'd they raid his Mar-a-Lago home again? Let's talk about it. What documents did I say he might declassify? Ah, it's coming clearer now, isn't it? All but the staunchest ideologues are beginning to wake up. They're beginning to wake up. And they're seeing this for what it actually is. And it's a horror show. But it's not just the politics and the political parts that people are seeing. They're seeing the leftist agenda. They're seeing the sexualization of their children. I mean, there was literally a woman recently who stood up at a school board meeting and made a very, very excellent point. She said, my son attended a family-friendly drag queen performance. Please explain to me what is family-friendly about a man with fake breasts popping out of his bra, literally twerking on the floor in front of my young child. Why is that family-friendly? What about that screams family-friendly? You can put the word family-friendly in front of anything. Yeah, here's a family-friendly porn movie about a family. Well, they all love each other a little too much. At what point do you realize I'm not family-friendly? That's called indoctrination. That's called we are going to show you, well, she called them groomers, and to be perfectly honest, that's what they are. That's exactly what they are. We're going to show you a drag queen, and he's going to be almost naked, and twerking on the floor, grinding his groin against a something in front of your nine-year-old. But it's family-friendly, so don't worry. Now, this is something that both sides share. There are Democratic parents who are like, what the hell? And they're beginning to realize if this is part of the agenda of the left, I don't want to go there. I don't want my nine-year-old kid exposed to this. You couldn't see this unless you bought a ticket to it in a club and you'd have to be 21 to get in. And you're going to do it in schools? It's one thing if your kid's 18 or even 16 and says, look, I want to, you know, this is the activity I like. Okay, well, then you've got a conversation. You don't have a conversation at 9. That's not the way it works. And the American people see that now. They see what the agenda is. Sexualizing your children, because you know what the next step is? You can pick your own gender. Oh, what happened on Nickelodeon? Everybody see that? Oh, you now have a commercial, and it's not geared to parents. It's not saying, parents, if you think your children may be a girl trapped in a boy's body. No, it's geared to the children. If you're feeling a certain way, we have drugs that block your puberty. That way you can take longer to decide if you want to be a little boy or a little girl. They're speaking directly to your children on a network basically meant for children. They're usurping the parents. They're saying, it doesn't matter. Your parents set you down here to watch Nickelodeon, and they're out doing something and they're busy. We need to talk to you. How dare you But that's not all that the American people are seeing. The American people are seeing the differences in the law. Alex Jones, who 100% defamed a couple of people by saying that the Sandy Hook shooting incident was a fake, was ordered to pay almost $1 billion. Almost a billion. He doesn't have $1 billion. I don't even think he has $5 million. I don't even think he has $2 million. And they said, the reason is because you spread fake information. You said things that defamed the police, defamed these people, defamed families. Well, he did say a couple of things directly about certain people. And I never believed him. By the way, here's another thing. It's not like he is some famous news anchor somewhere who said this on a nightly news program that's watched by a bazillion people. I heard Alex Jones say it, and I said, yeah, he's full of shit. He don't know what he's talking about. That's just his opinion, and his opinion don't mean much to me. For that, he's got to pay $1 billion. Joe Biden and the DOJ said all of those evil, horrible, racist bastards on horseback at the border were whipping migrants with whips, and they will pay the price for treating them like slaves on a plantation. That wasn't true. That wasn't close to true. And now we know that Mayorkas knew it wasn't true. We now know that Mayorkas knew it wasn't true and let Joe Biden say it anyway. Are they going to pay $1 billion to the border guards? Or is it okay for them to spread false information? Is it okay for them to defame people? See, that's what the American people are starting to see, and they're starting to get sick of it, to be blind. And when you clearly see the same things happening, and only one side is being punished for it, then you understand that justice is not blind. It's just leaning one way and one way only. Period. Your average intelligent person sees that. I don't care whether they vote Democrat or Republican. They're beginning to look at it and say, well, you know, I had to apologize to my friend about the Hunter Biden diary. He was right. I had to apologize to my friend about the masks. Turns out he was right. Had to apologize to my friend about the vaccines. Turns out he was right. Maybe I am being lied to. Maybe I better wake up. Maybe I am thought of as a sheep who will believe anything they say. They're starting to wake up, folks. And that's not good news for the Liberal Party. But they are going to try to stay in power any way they can. Recently, a far-left liberal running for office was heard on a Kate conversation talking about her opponent who just happens to have adopted an African-American child. And he's white. And she called that child his pet monkey. How come the Liberal Party is not throwing her out? How come they're saying that's the most racist thing I've ever heard of in my life? And we denounce you. You're not our candidate anymore. We don't even want you in our party. No. They're saying, taken out of context doesn't mean anything. Totally taken out of context. Oh, but if a Republican had said that, they would have had to not only apologize but resign. Again, two different laws. We're starting to see the truth, and so are the American people starting to see the truth. So I am optimistic. I'm going to tell you the truth. Usually I come on this radio show, I give you bad news. Let me give you some good news. People are waking up. Some of them are very, very fast asleep. And some of them are going to take a little bit longer. But I see it every day, in every way, I see it. People can say all they want, I don't care, as long as Trump's in office, I'll pump the $4 gas. But at the end of the week, when they look at their bills and say, I'm having a hard time paying this, and I don't know why, but I wasn't having a hard time paying it between 2016 and 2020. They're going to ask themselves some hard questions. Maybe not to your face. Maybe not to the person who told them you should be supporting the opposite party because they don't want to admit they're wrong. See, that's the difference, I think, between most Republicans and Democrats. A Democrat has a very fragile ego, and they will never admit they're wrong to another person. Oh, no, things are fine. But when they're sitting in their bed at night, they're saying, man, I'm so screwed. Totally made a mistake. How could I be this stupid? Whereas a Republican will say it out loud. I told you, if this was the way the world was, if this is the way the United States of America was under Donald Trump, I would have said, boy, did I make a mistake voting for that idiot. Man, has he destroyed this country. Somebody's got to get him the hell out of there. How come you won't do that with Biden? How come you lie and say the country's doing well? Explain to me why we're doing well. Gas prices has never been higher. Our supply chain is at a point now where you can't even find things in stores. We're on the verge of Armageddon with nuclear war. Illegal immigrants are flooding into this country at a rate that no one has ever seen before, and there's just absolutely no possible way we could. All of our enemies realize our weakness in military. Our dollar's worth about 78 cents compared to what it was. And you think things are going well? Oh, our children, by the way, are being indoctrinated into sexuality because eventually the move, I don't care what anybody says, you can call me Alex Jones all you want. Eventually the move will be to say, you know, if the children can pick their own sexuality and the children can understand sexuality, perhaps it's time we don't vilify these people who are minor attracted people. Perhaps it's just another choice. Maybe we should lower the age of consent to 14 or 13. That's what's coming. That's what's coming. Trust me. They're just doing it little by little because they know if they ever suggested that right away, people would be like, F you. But they're going to try so hard. It'll be little by little. They'll say, well, if they're, say, 15 and the guy's 18, it's okay. Then pretty soon it'll be 25, and then pretty soon it'll be, well, whatever, whatever age. Trust me, it's coming, because that's what they want. Why would you make a thing called minor attracted person? We already have a name for them. They're called pedophiles, against the law. Do we call rapists non-consensual attracted persons? Do we call bank robbers unofficial loan recipients? No. So why are we calling criminals who want to sexually prey on our children minor attracted people? Why are we doing that? If not trying to normalize it, if not trying to make it sound better. It's perverse. The American people are starting to see that too. They made the biggest mistake that this party ever made, this liberal party, is screwing with the children. Because the minute they started to do that, parents of all political ideologies said, hold the phone. This is my kid. And guess what their response was? No, it's really not your kid. You see, when you hand your child over to us in the school, they become our children to teach what we feel is necessary. To indoctrinate them in the way we feel they should be indoctrinated. And you should have no say on that. Oh, really? Well, I don't know one parent who feels that way, not one. And yet these school boards are trying to do this constantly. And if you disagree, you're a domestic terrorist, apparently. So there you have it, folks. How much more need to happen before people really do get red-pilled, even the most ideological left-wingers say, well, wait a minute, maybe we're going too far. Do you understand that I just told you that there were people suggesting that people who refuse to take the vaccine be put in internment camps? And these weren't yokels. These were politicians. These were professors. That's what needs to happen to these people. They're the walking bubonic plague. They're going to kill us all. They're going to bring ruination upon the planet. And here I am sitting over here with common sense, I don't have a political science degree. I don't have a professor's knowledge. And here I am saying, well, wait a minute. Common sense would dictate that you don't know what the side effect of this vaccine is. You didn't have time. They're pulling Zantac off the market after 7, 8, 10 years, finally figuring out that it causes cancer, and you're going to sit here and tell me you know this vaccine causes nothing? Oh, you're guaranteeing it will stop the transmission of a virus that you say is brand new. Never seen anything before like it. I knew you were full of crap. But you scared people to death, so people was like, whatever. Whatever it takes so I don't perish. Well, where are you people now? Because we're on the verge of Armageddon. Because if you think Putin is kidding, he's not. Where are you people now? Because the vaccine they shot in your arm ain't going to do you any good if a nuclear bomb drops in your city, okay? And that's about to happen if we don't do something quick. So when Donald Trump says we need intervention, we need to get all sides at the table and say this is going to come to an end. Or Tulsi Gabbard says the same thing. Oh, they're idiots and traitors. The real solution is to make the Ukraine a part of NATO, and if Russia continues to attack, bomb, baby, bomb. Yeah, that's going to work. That'll be great. And then we have World War III, and then your children die. So that's a really good thing. Yeah, that's a brilliant idea. Have you ever stopped to ask yourself one thing? Other than the humanitarian atrocities that are occurring in the Ukraine, which I admit, why does the United States have a dog in this fight? There's humanitarian atrocities being carried out all over the globe. Look what China did to people. Did we go to war with China? There are parts of this world that are literally enslaving children. Literally wiping out entire races of people. There's still slavery in many of these places. We're not doing anything about it. Because we say, well, there's no interest of ours there. So what's our interest in the Ukraine? Please tell me. Where's the big interest? That your children have to die. Where's the big interest? You better ask your politicians that, both on the left and the right, because they have the answer. We don't have the answer. And the answer is because they've lined their pockets with huge amounts of money. Or they have something on them. Otherwise, there's no reason. As bad as it is, it's okay. Well, the Ukraine is the Ukraine. It's a horrible thing, and we can denounce it, and we can say Putin is wrong, and we can try to offer humanitarian resources, and we can try to make them sit down at the table. But the people who are suggesting, well, we should give them bombs and nuclear weapons, oh, great. Yeah, that's a really good idea. Let's just all blow the planet up. I thought you were the people trying to save the planet. I thought you were the people worried about the fish and the trees and the ozone layer and climate change. We must do something for this planet. I got an idea. Let's start nuclear war. And that's why the people turned on AOC, because they realize she's phony. They realize she is a talking head. They picked a girl out of a lineup literally and said she's halfway good looking. She's a minority. We can give her lip service, tell her everything to say like she's a marionette. She don't know crap from applesauce. But it doesn't matter because we'll tell her what to say. Have you ever heard her when she doesn't have a piece of paper in front of her? What she sounds like? This, a woman who thought that if Amazon came to New York, we had to cut them a check for millions and millions and millions of dollars, didn't realize it was predicated upon how many jobs they created and it was going to be in tax breaks. Literally said, we can use those millions and millions of dollars and give it to teachers. Yeah, but we're not going to have the millions and millions of dollars unless they're here. Einstein. You get her without a script in her hand, she knows nothing. Just like Joe Biden. You get him without the teleprompter, he knows nothing. He doesn't know who's alive and dead. The man said, I want to start this speech with two words, made in America. Well, that's three words, Joe. It's a joke. Everybody knows it now. If you got a friend who is a Joe Biden supporter, they know he's hopeless. They know he's not running the country. They know they made a mistake. They're just not going to tell you that because they're embarrassed. They're embarrassed they were wrong about COVID. They're embarrassed they were wrong about the masks. They're embarrassed they were wrong about Joe Biden. They're embarrassed they were wrong about Donald Trump. They're embarrassed. They should be embarrassed because for the most part, they're either morons or lazy. The morons were, I don't know enough to decipher fake news from real, and the lazy were, I don't have the time or I don't consider it worth the effort to look. And now here you go, and this is the problem that the country is in. The midterms are coming, folks. And we literally have, I want you to understand this, in the state of Pennsylvania, John Fetterman cannot understand what someone says to him because of a stroke he had, which is a horrible thing. So it has to run through a computer. And then the computer comes up with a language his brain can decipher so he can answer a question. And the left are saying, well, that's good. We need more people who are handicapped like this to be in offices. Well, that's funny because when a Republican candidate had a stroke and was perfectly cognizant, he just was in a wheelchair, we were being told he can't do this. He has to step down. His health. Remember Donald Trump? Well, Donald Trump's health. Donald Trump eats a lot of ice cream, and he seems to like McDonald's. We want proof his health is good. Oh, here's a guy who cannot understand what you're saying to him without the help of a computer. And you want him running Pennsylvania. How do we know that the computer could be hacked and they could put anything in there that someone wants to say? The man obviously cannot. God bless him. I hope he does well in his life, and I hope he recovers. But at this stage of the game, he cannot run for office. And for you to suggest his handicap is somehow a plus is hypocritical and laughable. That would be like saying, well, I'm a fireman, but my handicap is I don't have any legs. Well, then I don't know what you're going to do because you can't climb the ladder to rescue people in a wheelchair. So unfortunately, we're terribly sorry, but you really just don't qualify. Doesn't mean you're a bad person. What it means is you don't qualify. Oh, but if a Republican even sneezes, oh, they probably have a rare disease and they need to step down. I could name you many instances where left-wingers said the Republicans were not healthy enough or fit enough to hold office. And here's a man who admittedly had a stroke and cannot communicate with people without the help of a computer. And you're telling me that's a plus, not a minus. The American people see through that now. I believe in my heart of hearts that you are going to see a massive red wave in November. I believe the polls are wrong. I believe that people are lying. Because just like your best friend who said, I don't care if gas is $50 a gallon, I'm glad Trump's not in office and I'm a loyal Democrat, they're lying. And when the pollsters ask them, no, I'm going to vote Democrat, and then they're going to get in that booth and they're going to say, F you, I don't have any money at the end of the week. My kids are being sexualized and indoctrinated in schools. Illegal aliens are pouring over the border, and a lot of them are committing crimes. We're on the verge of nuclear war. I don't know if I'll be able to afford to heat my house this year. I'm not voting for these idiots. That's what's going to happen. Then they're going to come out of that polling place and say, oh, yes, I voted Democrat. Absolutely. You know why? Because they're cowards. They don't want the machine to think they're disloyal little soldiers. Oh, yes, master. I voted the way you said, master. Yes, master. Of course I did. Oh, yes. Instead of saying the truth, I wouldn't vote for you if you were the last person on earth because you're freaking crazy. I don't want my kids seeing some big fat bastard dressed up like a woman twerking on the floor like some perverted beached whale. I don't want somebody to be called a minor attracted person. They're a pedophile. I don't want gas to be $6 a gallon. I don't want to have to wear a jacket in my house. I don't want to have to build a bomb shelter in my lawn because I'm afraid of nuclear war. What the hell is the matter with you people? How much clearer can it possibly be? What are you waiting for? The rocket to come flying over and Putin to say, this is the end of the world, and then you say, oh, damn. I probably shouldn't have voted for Biden. Kiss my ass goodbye. Do it now. Show a little balls and show a little courage. Wake up. I believe the American people will. In my heart of hearts, I think we are going to see a massive red wave. And I'm going to tell you ahead of time, some of these Republicans, they're not exactly my cup of tea either. But they're a hell of a lot better than this mess. So if you got to choose the lesser of two evils, at least choose the people who's not trying to indoctrinate your kids and start a nuclear holocaust, even though there are some Republicans like Lindsey Graham who's trying to start a nuclear holocaust. Caller, what do you think? Is we going to get a red wave or are we going to be highly disappointed?
You know, 2.5 years ago, I probably would have said, yeah, we're going to get a red wave. We probably will get a red wave, but it's going to be hidden by the Democrats who are notorious for, and I don't care, I'm going to say it, fixing the elections. Do you really think that they don't know that the American people are speaking up now? Do you really think they don't have anything planned? I'm sure that in maybe towards the end of October, right before the midterm election, that there's going to be a bombshell. I mean, Tulsi already denounced the Democratic Party and removed herself. So what's next? Now it's their move. And they're going to wait right until just like 2020, just like the Republicans did, to give them a receipt.
Well, the problem with that, though, is, and the reason I think that probably won't happen is, it's too obvious now. I mean, if you got people who are literally saying, I can't even function without a computer telling me what people say, and they win by 20 points, the American people don't believe that. If they do it again, if they attempt in any way, shape, or form to do this again, you could be on the verge of civil war, because I'm telling you, people are mad. People are taking a much closer look now. You know, originally when this whole thing came out about Dominion voting machines and whatever, I was like, well, whatever. But they didn't have to fix the election that way. You did it by propaganda. You did it by not allowing the American people to hear the truth, hiding the truth from the American people. That's how you did it. You sheltered a candidate in the basement so you couldn't see he was clearly cognitively declined. You hid the truth about him. Now, I know a lot of people are pessimistic in saying that the Democrats are going to pull this again. I don't think they can. You see, because here's the deal. They were very confident that they did a really good job in making a lot of people hate Donald Trump. So they said, we definitely have a certain amount of reasonably close. Now if we can just sway the independents, we know our base is going to turn out for Joe Biden. It's the independents who are going to decide this. And the independents need to know that Donald Trump is evil and Joe Biden is all good and all knowing. And we got to hide the truth from those independents. Well, they haven't hid the truth from the independents. The independents are now leaving. The independents are going to follow somebody like Tulsi Gabbard and say she's absolutely correct. The independents are lost to the Democrats. So now the gap is wider. And if the gap gets too wide, there's just no amount of hocus pocus, caller, that's going to fix it. Guess caller's not there, but let me say this too. If it does get to be a certain amount of the gap, obviously the American people are going to see this and say, wait. We can't trust social media anymore. Mark Zuckerberg admitted it. Twitter admitted it. So we can't trust social media. We can't trust CNN. They admitted they lied. We can't trust NBC. They admitted they lied. We can't trust any of these sources anymore. Because when we did trust them about COVID, and we did trust them about Hunter Biden's laptop, and we did trust them about all these other things, we had to apologize to our friends who didn't believe it and said, I'm sorry, I guess you were right. And we don't want to have to put ourselves in that position again. So we're not going to trust them again. So if some bombshell hits and suddenly it's like, you can't say this on Facebook. You can't say this on YouTube. People ain't going to fall for it again. They're going to be like, F you. Now you are withholding information. Now you are being a scam artist. See, they fell for it once. Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. And some people are beginning to realize we're not going to be fooled twice. So, caller, if you're there, I do not think that the American people, especially the independents who are crucial to these elections, are really going to be fooled twice.
No, I don't either. I could just hope not. I hope they're not. And, you know, all these things that are coming out, I mean, you know, let's take the infamous photo of the Border Patrol agents on horses supposedly whipping Haitian migrants. It was proven that that's not the case. And Mayorkas, the noble thing for him to do would to be to apologize, invite them to the White House and apologize and clear them. Nope. What do they do?
Well, he's not going to apologize because he knew from the very beginning it wasn't true. He knew it was propaganda and let Joe Biden go out there and do it and say what he said. So, yeah, you're not going to get any apologies from this group. You're not getting any apologies. But I guess my greater point is when it comes down to the independents who are crucial to both the Democratic and Republican Party, the independents are now siding with the Republican Party. And even some of the Democrats, when you see left-wing Democrats like Bill Maher saying, I ain't voting for any of these people. That's a big thing to say. That's a very big statement because let me tell you something. If he feels that way, what do you think the moderate Democrats think? Now, of course, there's going to be states, California, New York, they're not going to turn red. We're probably still going to get saddled with Hochul as our governor, but the bottom line is if it's close, what does it show? If it's a close election, then you can see the writing on the wall for the Democrats. They're going to say, wait a minute, we should have won by 20 points and we won by 2. That's not a good sign for us, not in such a heavy Democrat state. That's disaster. So even if you don't win in certain states, the margin of victory is going to send a clear message. And I think there's people in the Democratic Party right now who are realizing if we don't get these crazy radicals out, our party's done. Our party's finished. Because the radicals are turning on the radicals. You saw the people at the AOC rally yelling at her that she was a phony and a coward and everything else. So listen, it's falling apart before their very eyes. The mask is coming off. I told you all the lies would be revealed, and one by one they're being revealed, folks. And I personally think a red wave is coming, and I cannot wait. Thanks for listening.